Yeah, okay, so where are we holding Yubezim and Bezim Makos by Amar Rava? So it's trying to explain basically the position of by Meiser, the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you go and you have a tree which is on the border. So when you have a tree on the border, he says you go by the branches. But he's going by the branches as a chumrah. It's a chumrah, both ways, which means that if the tree is, the trunk is inside Yerushalayim, and the branches are outside, so and you're in theory allowed to eat Meiser in Yerushalayim, you're a machmir, and you say if the tree is like it's outside, even though you're physically inside. Okay? Similarly, if the trunk is outside, the branches are inside, so in theory, outside, you're allowed to redeem Meiser Sheni when it's outside, when you're outside. But since the branches are inside, you're machmir, and you go by the branches, you know, you're machmir, and you go by the trunk, and you say it's like you're inside. So it's like you kind of play it both ways. The trunk, the branch, saying you go by the branches just as a chumrah. Okay? But he never says that you go exclusively by the branches, in which case it would result in a kula. Now, by Ari Miklat, the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that by Ari Miklat, you go totally by the branches, which would mean that if the guy is inside, if the guy is inside Ari Miklat by the trunk of the tree, and the branches reach out, he'd be considered to be outside, and you'd be able to kill him. But where do you see, Rabbi Yehuda never says that you'd go by the branches, even Lekula, to allow the guy to kill him. It doesn't seem like the Rabbi Yehuda's position allows to extend to there. Right, and that's what the Gemara wants to know. Does it not? What's the Machlokas? That kind of thing. Okay, because we want to find precedent for this interpretation of the Mishnah. So Mar says, Rabbi Omar, Bikaru Kulayam Lo Pligi Delo Matzikatal. So he says, no. In the case where the trunk is inside, the branches are outside, Ari Mekla. Trunk is inside Ari Mekla, branches are outside Ari Mekla. Everyone agrees that on the trunk you can't kill him. Right? Because you're in Ari Mekla. You're in Ari Mekla. Call you Benofo, but if he was hanging out on the branches, which are outside, and you're capable of killing him by shooting arrows or throwing rocks at him, you could. Why? Because he's outside and the branches are outside, so it's a problem, right? He's in the branches are outside, you shoot your arrows at him, who cares that the trunk is inside? Doesn't matter, he's outside, the trunk, essence of the tree in terms of Dira is outside, no problem. Shoot your arrows. Go get them. Keep ligi. So where's the machlok? That's mehevi ikaro dargal enofa. Where if you want the branches, the trunk to be a step stool, a stepping stone to get to the branches. Marsav havi ikaro dargal enofa. Marsav lo havi ikaro dargal enofa. Machlok says, could you use the trunk to climb the trunk and go towards the outside in order to kill him outside? That's a machlokas. Yes or no? Can you do that?
Use the trunk.
The trunk is inside. Can the Gol Adam go into Ari Miklat, climb up the tree, and work his way towards the outside in order to kill him outside? Okay? Do you have a right to do that? Or not? Okay? Because you're killing him outside. So let's see Rashi. Amarava. And it says, I don't know, we call him a pliki. Lo olon kin mishanina, harav yer arvanan. Di lo rabbanan lo shadinan lo nof basri kovar lo yikar basar nofa. Lo b'maisi lo b'ar meklan. So according to Rabbanan, you never throw anything by anything. It just goes by where you are, period. We don't hold this whole thing of the tree, the branches. It just goes by where you are. Di tani kamaisa mikinagerecham lofnen ke lofnen. So you just go by where you are. Rav Yehuda palag b'ar shadi yikar basar nofa. Right, so the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you throw the branches by the trunk. Okay, you throw the branches by the. I'm sorry, throw the trunk to the branches. Branches are the essence, and you go by the branches. And if you're telling me, but Rabbi Yehuda only says you're going by the branches, lachomra, not lekula, nami lachomra minamla. We're also saying in a chanami, but it's a chumra linyan ma'aser kedam. And like by ma'aser, it's like a chumra, like we said, that you can't eat in Yerushalayim, you can't be poda, that whole thing. Linyan miklat, And Bizviyari Mikla Hechadi Karo Bechutz Benofa Befnem. If the trunk is inside, is outside, and the branches are inside, the Chamrahu Shadi Karo Basanofa. In Echnami. So if the trunk is outside and the branches reach in, then really that's the halacha that you can't kill him, because the makom dira, the branches are inside. So you can't kill him if he's on the trunk, even though he's outside. And when the trunk is inside and the branches are outside, the kamer bar Rabbi Yehuda halacha achar hanof. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you go by the nof even there. Lav lemishdei ikar basanofo lemeimar dechiyev denotsu matzikatulei v'ikar na'imiatzikatulei kamar. He's not saying that you're allowed to kill the guy even though he's inside holding on to the trunk. No, that would be a kula. To be karosh b'fnim kulem lo pligi lo matzikatulei, because he definitely, he's inside. He's by the inside trunk. You definitely can't kill him because he's inside. Rabbi's not claiming that you could kill him when he's inside. Similarly, if the Gol Adam is on the branches outside the Tchum, and the Gol Adam has the ability to shoot arrows at him from the outside, you don't say that the trunk, like the branches, are defined as inside, because they're outside. They're outside. The branches are their own thing, and they're outside, and therefore you can shoot arrows at him outside. He's not in Arim Eklat. He's on the branches which are outside. Even though the trunk is inside, it doesn't matter, because the branches are essential. And he's outside also. Keep Ligi. So what then are they arguing about? The Kamar of Yehuda Halacha Charanof. So what is the case that when the trunk is inside, that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, you go by the Nof? Okay. Because the problem is that the Mishnah has a case of the trunk inside and the branches outside, or the branches, or the trunk outside and the branches inside. So there's both cases, and so the Rebbe says you always go by the Nof. So how, in what way is the Rebbe saying you go by the Nof if the trunk is inside and the branches are outside? Then how, in what way is he saying the trunk is like the branches? Because you can't kill him when he's on the trunk because he's inside. So in what way is it going by the branches? So he says, what then is he talking about? I just lost my place. 1 second. Yes. Yeah. Keep pligi the kamar rabbiu halacha achar nof. When they argue, the rabbiu says you go by the nof. Let me have a ikaro dargal nofo for the trunk to be a stepstool for the branches. She kanis goldam isocha tchum. The goldam will go into the tchum. The yala derech ikar. And it'll go up the trunk, viharganu benofo, ka'amar. And they'll kill him on the nof. That is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, l'chumra, he's saying is, let's say, v'chihach kula isle Rabbi Yehuda. That kula he holds. That he's holding, you could kill him. You have a right, you let the guy, you say, go by the trunk, you go by the branches, and since the branches are outside, you let the Goladam scale up the tree, which is inside. Okay, and that kula, that he does hold by. The halav ikar shaddi basar nof, because you're not throwing the ikar by the nof. You're not saying the ikar goes by the nof. You're not defining the ikar by the nof. Ela kol chad kedekoi. You're just treating the nof by itself, the branches, like its own thing. And since the branches are outside, so therefore you have a right to go up, because the branches are outside anyways. Right? So as he's saying is that you go by the branches are outside, you don't say the branches are just like part of the tree, and therefore you can't climb the tree, because you're climbing the tree in order to get to the branches. Yeah, so Tosa says, this maybe it's bothering you, but Mar Savar Ikar HaVidarga, Ketzas Kasha Manali Lefligir Abon Rav Yehuda Baha. So who said that anyone argues on that? I mean, the guy's outside, the branches are outside, like what's the problem? Right. Like, I understand saying that Rabbi Yehuda is okay saying that, because you're going, it's a kula, but your bottom line is the guy's outside, branches are outside. But who said anyone even argues on that? You're saying that's what the argument, well, who even said that anyone argues about that altogether? Right? Rabbanon just say you go by, in general, they just say you go by where you are. Right? If you're inside, you're inside, you're outside, you're outside. Who says they go, they have a problem with that? So he says, here's someone, the mashmitoch abrais is the pligi Rabbi Yehuda betarti, vein memais, vein varim mechla. We did not get Arimikl Kavir Shalim. She said, it's just Masha from the Brisa by Meiser that in fact the Rabbanan argue even by Ari Miklat. And even by Ari Miklat, they say, in that case, you're not going to be allowed to use the trunk of the tree to scale it up it and to go out of Ari Miklat and to kill it. Okay? So he's just saying it implies that from the Lashon. But the bottom line question, I mean, after all is said and done, the question is in a simple case, is that in this case, where the trunk is inside, the branches are outside, the guy, the Rotzeach, is hanging out on the outside branches, could the Rotzeach scale could the Golem Nam scale the tree, the inside tree, up and try to go to get him? Or kill him outside? Right? That's the Machlokes. Yehuda's pointing out well is that it turns out at this stage of the game the Gemara is holding that according to Yehuda, just like by Meiser he's Machmer both ways, so through Ari Miklat, which means practically if the guy is inside Ari Miklat, he's safe, even though he's by the trunk whose branches go outside. Bottom line is he's inside. And on the opposite side, if the trunk is outside but the branches are inside and he's holding on to the trunk, he's also going to be safe. Because I call Halef Achar Hanof. Right? So it's like, which one is it? How is he safe either way? Right? How is he safe either way? Does it go by where he is, or does it go by where the tree, where the Dira is, or whatever, right? And what we said yesterday similarly, it's a little different, but could explain it. Which is that we said yesterday is like, you have an idea of your location, could be viewed in two ways. There's like your absolute location, your coordinates. Where are you? In absolute terms. And then you have like your location vis-a-vis like a Maisa Achila or a Maisa Dira. As Dira, you're like, so for instance, take this example. You're by a tree, so your absolute location is where you are. But since you're doing a Dira, like the action of the Dira is a Dira of the tree, and your location insofar relative to this action is a Dira of the branches of the tree. So it's like you're there's like almost like there's like a conflict between your absolute location and your location relative to the Maisa Dira. Okay? So for instance, if the branches are outside, the trunk is outside, the branches are inside, so where are you? You're outside. But it's like a Dira of inside. It's a Dira of the tree, and the tree's location is the Ikar, the Dira is the branches. So it's like a Maisa Dira of inside. Right? The Maisa Dira is inside. So it's like your location, insofar in the limited scope of this action of Dira, your location is really inside. Right? Because you're doing a Dira of the inside. So therefore, if you define yourself as like a component of the Maisa, it's a Dira of inside. But
right, so I mean...
So what he holds is like this, is that in terms of your protection of Ari Miklat, either one of them will suffice to protect you. If you're in Ari Miklat, then the ear itself protects you. The mechitzos of the ear, you can't kill a guy in Ari Miklat. The city protects him. But even if you're outside, but you're doing a Dira Shel Pnim, then that also will protect you. It's like the Gavra could be inside objectively, and then you can't kill a guy in the Ari Miklat. But even if he's outside, if he's participating in an activity of Ari Miklat, then his location vis-a-vis that activity is inside. He's sufficiently tied to the city, such that he takes of its shelter. Right? But that doesn't mean if he's inside and the branches are doing an activity of outside, now he's like left the city and you can kill him. It's like the city protects him. So insofar as it protects him, it's like it's the chiddush. Yehuda's chiddush is that even this secondary framework of the Nof could protect him. And you could say that he can partake of the protection of the city insofar as the activity is concerned, in a secondary way. But it doesn't mean he surrenders his primary protection of the city insofar as that's his objective location.
Right.
Whereas, I guess, with the Chacham, don't go for this whole dual thing. The Chacham just hold, where's your location? Seems like they don't go for that idea of, like, where your location is, like, the objective location which exists with your location vis-a-vis action. They just say, look, while you and somebody outside, there's no, they don't coexist and they don't both play out. Yehuda is like Machshev, the location relative to the Maisa Dira. And he says you have to take factor that and take that into account, both by Maisa and by Ari Mechlan. He's saying is this L'chumra, means you can't kill him if he partakes of a Dira of Ari Mechlan, if his location vis-a-vis the Maisa is really the location of Ari Mechlan. Equally, you can't kill him if his objective Maisa is Ari Mechlan. It's like you have to allow them to kill him. It's like a kula to say he's not an Ari Mechlan, now you can kill him. He's a chutz. So the thing is, if in either of the frameworks he's Pnim, either he's Bifnim or he's doing a Dira of Pnim, and he's Pnim vis-a-vis Maisa, so now he partakes of the shelter of Ari Mechlan. And you can't kill him. In order to allow him to kill him, you have to say that he's removed from the air. And he's here, he could, his location is, if either, in other words, if he's defined as in the city, objectively or vis-a-vis his action,
right,
then he partakes of the protection of Ari Mechlan.
And they both,
it's like they coexist in a contradictory state when you have a tree. It's like he coexists, the two, his status of where he is, his like absolute location and his location relative to his action are end up being different. And that's what he's saying is, you go l'chumra avas and enough. Really, the main thing is the objective location. That's like the chumra, that's all they care about. Where is he? But what Yehuda is saying is that even if he happens to be outside, but he partakes of the pnim, then it's your machmir that you can't kill him. Because he partakes of his, so far as the action of Dira is concerned, he partakes of the pnim. The Ari Mechlan protects, and since halachically he's, you could identify his location as Ari Mechlan in either of the frameworks, so now he's protected.
Right.
So Mechlan. It's Yehuda's Chiddush that you like recognize both frameworks simultaneously. You know, they both coexist, and you have to play them both out halachically.
Right.
Rabbanan just say, look, Dira goes by the essential Dira, which is where he is. I'm sorry, the Maisa location goes by the essential Makom, where he is. And that's it. No, we don't do this whole thing. The two things, he doesn't tolerate both definitions of the Makom coexisting. Yehuda's Chiddush is that Yehoshua is L'chumra, Yehoshua is both of them.
Right,
according to Rabbanan, it might as well not be a tree.
Right.
Because bottom line is, where are you? The essence of Makom is, where are you physically? So a tree doesn't do anything. A tree just creates this secondary framework of it, but you just forget it. They just go by the Eker Dira. That's the way you say it. Period. That's it. All we care about is the wall. Where are you? But Rabbi Yehuda says Makom is not so simple. Where is your Makom? Well, it depends. That's a tricky question. Objectively or relative to my Makom Maxidira? You could create a case where a guy's Makom is split. I can imagine this coming up. If you had a guy, that's our example. We said if you have a house, which is like, let's say like on maybe like New McNeil Street or something like that. You know, there's like a border of Farquhar Lawrence, you know, like right around here. So if you have a house where the entrance to the house is in Lawrence, but the body of the house is like in Farquhar. Like I think the New McNeil, the entrance there is technically on, you know, that's technically in Lawrence, but they're big houses on that block. And the back of it is Virginia, and Virginia is really technically Farquhar. Right, exactly. So what I'm saying is, like, if you're standing in your back, in the back room in your house, so if you had to identify your location, say, where are you? So, I mean, if you look at your GPS, if it's accurate enough, it would say you're in Paraguay. But, I mean, the house is the house of Lawrence. It's a Lawrence house. And what are you doing? You're doing Dira. You're in a house. So I'll say I'm Dar in Lawrence. Because the house is defined by the entrance of the house, and you'll say it's the house of Lawrence. So it's like, in a certain sense, you'll say, like, relative to my dwelling, I'm in Lawrence. But relative to, like, the objective coordinate system, I'm in Farquhar. Right? So, like, you could have questions, like, are you allowed to do certain things that are illegal, or whatever. I mean, you could have nachmias or whatever. But it's like, you, according to the Chum, you just say, where are you? I forget all that stuff. Bottom line is, where are you? Luckily, there's only one Shem Makom. What Yehuda is saying is that you could have a case where, relative to an act, because of in the context of a certain action, you could have a split Shem Makom. A split Makom. So that's that. That's good. So the question is, but what does Rabbi Yehuda mean where he says, HaKol HaLech HaKar HaNof? even in the case where the trunk is inside and the branches are outside. That doesn't make sense, because since he's inside, so he shouldn't be able to kill him. So it says, what does he mean? He means that the killer is allowed to scale the tree, which is inside, the rotzeach, that is. I'm sorry, the goldam, that is, let's scale the inside tree and gather the outside. Whereas the Rabbanon wouldn't allow that. So first of all, it's not clear if that has to do with the Rabbanon. Is that the same achlokas, or is that...
He's outside,
so exactly. Right, that's a question. That's what Tosfos says. Who says Rabbanon argue on that altogether? Right? Well, they seem to, yeah. Well, that's a question. Is the Goldam not allowed to enter the city? It seems like there's no halacha. I mean, maybe it's like not, we're not going to let him in general, but I don't know if it's like an issur for him to enter the city as long as he's entering peacefully. You know, if he enters without a weapon and he's doing it for peaceful whatever. I mean, maybe it's near, if they're intelligent, they're not going to, you know. But it doesn't seem like there's an issur, because otherwise, what's the whole question? Just don't allow him to enter the city altogether.
Right.
But it seems to be it's because of the fact that he's using the tree to go, you know. I guess so. What's the machlokas? And I'm not sure the answer to this, but is this somehow related to the machlokas of the Chacham in general, or is this just not like a new question? You know? It would be nice if it somehow tied into that all with that other question. Right, like if there's no idea that he's not allowed to enter the city, which it doesn't seem like there's a halach like this, then what is the problem? What's the problem? He's climbing up the tree. I mean, right, he's outside. The branches are outside. So what's the problem? So I have a question. Another question is like, let's say, what does it do with the tree? Like, let's say you had the same case where the rotzeach the goldam wanted to use the Ari Miklat like as a shortcut or something to kill the guy, or if like the guy was outside Ari Miklat on the west side, and in order to get there, you have to go through the Ari Miklat on the east side and cut through, or I don't know, some other case where it didn't involve a tree. But basically, it's like the only way to get to the guy who's outside would be to use the inside. You know?
Right.
Somehow. I don't know, whatever case. Work out a case. So would it be the same machlokas? Like, why is they arguing about a tree? Like, what is this just a question? Is like, could you use Ari Miklat to go and kill the guy? Or is it somehow everyone would agree in that case? But here, everyone agree that you can't? Everyone agree that you could? Like, what's the... Because this is a kind of weird case, if you to describe the idea of using Ari Miklat in order to help you kill a guy who's outside, right? I can't exactly come up with a better case,
right.
But it still seems like kind of weird, like they're not, whatever, you know? Okay, so maybe like this, there's a few steps here. But the first thing I would say is a little bit of a chiddush, but that Ari Miklat is supposed to be like your shelter. It's a city of protection, right? So you can't use the Ari Miklat to kill a guy. Okay? That's basically a Chum's argument. It's like, it's not just that you can't kill him in Ari Miklat, but it is a city which is like his safe haven. And like the Ziknayir, for instance, take him in and they protect him. Like, that's part of what happens. Right? That's like we saw that in Pasuk. He goes to Ziknayir, they ask him questions. It's like, yeah, that's the nature of the city. It's a city which is there to protect him from the Goldam, and you have all the halachas of the city is in a way that you make it that it's the water is available, so he's not going to have to leave, and like the whole city is like it's a city of protection. So it's like to do an action of using the city to kill him, to climb the tree of the city to kill him, is like undermining the identity of the Ari Miklat. So you can't do that. You're killing him outside, but the scaling of the tree is pursuing him using the Ari Miklat. You can't do that, and that's why I'd say you all equal. You can run through Ari Miklat as a shortcut to kill him. You're not going to let him do that. You want to go in the Ari Miklat to buy a drink of water or something, maybe you'll let the Goldam in there. But it is a safe haven, and to use his safety zone to kill him, that I want to say everyone would say you can't do that. The tree case creates an interesting problem. But what I'm saying is that in theory, everyone agrees that you can't use Ari Miklat to do that.
Like strategical advantage.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen the halacha brought down anywhere. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I think is an assumption here.
Right.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda just says one thing. It's like this. That where are you going to kill him? You're going to kill him. The location of the Meritzicha is going to be outside. So the problem is that you're doing an action of utilizing Arei Miklat to kill him, right? But what are you utilizing? You're utilizing the trunk of the tree, right? But insofar as the action of the tree is concerned, since like the tree is like one makom, and the essential identity of that makom is the branches, so it's like the maisa of the trunk is really a maisa of chutz. So you're not using that. In that regard, he's saying hakol halicha achar hanof. He says since the essence of the tree is the branches, so the action of utilizing the trunk is really an action of the tree, which is an action of chutz. So it's not an action of using the. As far as the maisa is concerned, you're not really utilizing. It's not a maisa of utilizing the Arei Miklat for killing him, because it's a maisa of pnim, the maisa of chutz of the nof. Whereas the Rabbanon who don't hold by this idea of like this dual makom. So basically, you're just using the pnim. They're inside, and you're using the Arei Miklat. They don't like define your actions in this dual type of a framework. They don't hold by that the whole idea. So they're just saying is, what are you doing? You're inside Arei Miklat, using Arei Miklat to kill a guy. So you can't do that. I'm sorry. So you're right. So you can't do that. But he's saying no. I'll call holy chachar hanof, which means that. That the action, since it's you're pursuing him on the nof, and the trunk, the tree is one entity, and the action is really an action of the nof, of the tree, of the chutz. So therefore, you don't say you're doing an action of misusing Arei Miklat, because the action really relates to the chutz. But Rav Yehuda only says this lekula, only says it lechumra. He says, yeah, that's if you want to define your makom. So if you wanted to define your makom. If you're standing on the trunk and you want to define your makom, yes, your makom is really inside. He's not saying your makom is outside. But here it's not a makom question, it's a maisa question. Is the maisa of pnim or a maisa of chutz? Because the maisa is using Arei Miklat improperly. So if the guy is standing on the trunk and you want to kill him, you say, no, he's inside. Because his makom, in absolute terms, is inside. So it's true the dira is outside, whatever, but the makom is inside. But when you want to scale the tree, it's not a matter of where is your makom. The question is, what's the character of the action that you're doing? And the action that you're doing is defined by the chutz, because insofar as the tree is concerned, the ikar is the branches. And he's saying the maisa is not defined as maisa, but it's defined as maisa of chutz. Like the maisa, it's a maisa of entering his dira, which is a dira of. It's like you're entering his dira. Like his dira is a dira of chutz, and you're entering his dira through the door. But that door, the trunk, but the trunk is part of the dira, and the dira is defined as dira of chutz. So the maisa is using. You're using his dira, which is using the chutz, because it's a dira of chutz. So therefore, you're not. Even though at the moment that you're doing the maisa, you're located bifnem. That's true. But that doesn't matter. The question is, it's an issur in terms of the maisa. But the rabbanon who don't hold by this dual way of defining your makom, they just say inside is inside, outside is outside. So now basically you're inside, and you're basically using Arei Miklat. So you can't. Turns out the rabbanon aren't just saying the makom; they just don't hold by this whole idea, even in terms of the maisa. That's what kind of you were asking that before. Right. But saying they don't hold by this whole thing. That's what it's saying. That's the thing that Tosfos is asking. How do you know the Rabbanan argue on that? I mean, that's Tosfos' kasha. All you know the Rabbanan argue on is that they say in terms of defining your makom,
right.
We go by your where you are, and that's it. But how do you know that they argue in terms of your maisa, that they don't even hold by this idea of the makom of the maisa? So that's what he's saying, is this muchach from the lashon of the brisa over there, that they are even arguing in this case. That they really argue all out, and they simply don't hold by this idea of a maisa, a makom of the maisa. You know? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Conceptually, you could say, even if you don't hold by Rav Yehuda's idea, that insofar as you're a makom, there are these two different frameworks, you could still hold, so far as the maisa is concerned, the maisa partakes of, you know, as a maisa of chutz, on Yepanim, but that's what he's saying is based upon the wording of the Braisa, it implies that Rabbanan really argue a call across the board. They simply don't hold by this whole idea of the Makom of the Maisa. And therefore, if you want to know where is my Maisa, it's a Maisa of Panam. Even though the branches, they don't care. They don't care about the branches, they don't care about that. They just say it's a Maisa, it's a Maisa of Panam.
Right.
And therefore, you can't do
those
it.
Principles.
Yeah, so if you would say, if you're using it as a shortcut and there's no tree, so you just then I'd say you're doing a Maisa of using the Arei Meklat for to kill him. You know how to do that.
It's just that. What? You can't define it any other way.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can't define the inside of Arei Meklat as it's. You can't say it's a Maisa of Chatz because it's a Maisa of Panam. But when it's a tree, which is one whole Makom Dira, now you're doing a Maisa of the trunk. You'll say it's a Maisa of the Nof. Hakol Echachar Nof. That's his argument. I don't hold these two. They don't have these this duality when it comes to the Maisa because the whole duality it was when if you're defining your makom, then you have your absolute makom, then the makom relative to the Maisa. Right. But when you're talking about the Maisa itself, then you just have the makom of the Maisa. That's you don't have the absolute makom. The absolute makom isn't relevant. The question is are you? What's the nature of the Maisa? Is it a Maisa of using our mikvah improperly or not? So then you go by the Maisa makom. Then what you care about is the makom of the Maisa. That's what Rashi is saying is that. Here you don't worry about Rabbi Yehuda saying halacha harnof lakula. See, when it's the makom, then you have to worry about that because then you have the makom. You have both frameworks of the makom. But here it's called chal gedikoy. In terms of the makom is chutz, and the inside is inside. In terms of the makom, you're not changing the makom of inside. It's just in terms of the ma'isa. Yehuda's chiddush is that in defining a location, there's an idea. You don't just look at absolute coordinates, but there's such a thing as like a makom of the ma'isa. Relative to the Maisa. And that definitely matters vis-a-vis the Maisa, if you want to identify the location of the Maisa. And it even could be relevant in defining your location, let's say vis-a-vis the Chumra, vis-a-vis both of them, the Chumra. But the Rabbanon just say, location is location. And location of your Maisa is your location. They don't say, like, there's this idea of, like, your location is different because the action you're doing, and I mean, that's like a conceptualized idea of location. They just say that location is by where are you? Where's your Maisa? Where are you? Whatever. Wherever you are, that's your Maisa. That's your location, that's your Maisa. It all goes by where you are. They don't have this whole idea of defining your action as an action of somewhere else when you're in here. You're in here, this is where your action is. That whole framework they don't have. You know, your location is here, your action is here. The Yehuda is the Chiddush. And the Gemara is like, what's interesting, what the Gemara is doing is like kind of feeling out how far Rabbi Yehuda goes, how this new idea of Rabbi Yehuda expresses itself in the different cases, and, you know?
Right.
It's interesting. Really interesting. Right tomorrow, there's one last part of this Gemara. Is Rav Ashi has a different answer.
Yes.
Rav Ashi. Maya Harnof, Afa Harnof. He's saying he's going to say Yehuda goes by the Nof and by the Iker. So some sort of a combo deal. And maybe we'll do the Tosis. There's a Tosis there also. I'll say I haven't really prepared it yet, but let's see if we can do that.